thank you for the honor of meeting you, getting the chance to share the Lord's word. A little history. Me, I never finished school until I never finished S4. I have not been to university. I have not been to seminary. I never got saved until I was 31. I used to be a drug addict. I was not just champion boozer, but I also ran the nightclubs and the bars that you could booze in. My family never knew Jesus. For me, I used to do witchcraft. My sister is still a witch today. So I am a walking miracle. That God is in business. He takes the most stupid and the worst and the least, and he cleans them, puts some power inside them, turns them from down to up, and then builds a ministry. Become a Yebiziwe. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I wasn't kidding. As I stand before you, I am a donkey. The Lord is kind enough to ride on me sometimes. Which is much nicer than the demons who used to ride on me. So I am honored to address you this evening. If you are a pastor here, please know when you reach heaven, you will be before apostles. The Bible tells us in this world, apostles are first, then prophets, apostles, they begin something, they leave. Real apostles. Some people call themselves apostles, but they don't want to hand over. That's not an apostle. Apostles build and release. Prophets speak the word and they leave. Evangelists preach the gospel and they leave. Teachers tell you to shut up and listen. But pastors, God have mercy on you. You are left dealing with the people. I pray God never calls me to pastor a church. It is the hardest job in the ministry. God bless the pastors. But the Bible says, the last will be what? The first. Will be last. And the greatest will be least. And the least will be the greatest. In heaven, apostles will be waiting for pastors to go before them. God bless the apostles. God bless the prophets, the evangelists, and the teachers. But God bless the pastors double. You have the toughest job, sincerely. And Scott is not here, but he could say amen.
Amen.
So this evening I've been asked to speak on a subject which is a very important subject. It's called Influencing World Culture. With the Kingdom of God. It is taking the Kingdom of God into the world. Taking the culture of God into the culture of the world. That is our assignment on earth. We were created to worship God. But while we are on this earth, we have an assignment to take territory in Jesus' name. We have an assignment to increase the Kingdom of God in this world. We have an assignment to chase the devil before us. That is the Father's business. If you are born again, full of the Spirit of God, the Spirit in us who is mightier than the Spirit of this world. Our job is to spread Gospel Kingdom. Gospel culture. And to turn worldly sinful culture the right way up. Now sadly, in many of our churches, and in many believers, the culture of the world and the kingdom of the world is greater than the kingdom and the culture of God. We have too much of the world in the church. And this is also true of the whites. It is true everywhere. But you need to understand your culture and the kingdom culture so that the kingdom culture overcomes the worldly culture. I want to show you, I've been in Uganda 21 years. 21 years. 1 year after I got saved, God said, go to Uganda. Now, in the West, we don't give the devil any respect because we're so stupid we don't think the devil exists. Many of the whites in the West, they even say, the devil is defeated, he's not even there anymore. We don't believe in him enough. In Uganda, you give him too much credit. I always hear people blaming, Satani, Satani, Satani. No, not knowing God is far bigger and more powerful than that little devil. People get scared when a witch doctor moves in. The witch doctor needs to be scared of the church. Yes. We give the devil too much power. Someone gets caught in sin. Ah, that devil made me do it. You sinned. Stop blaming the devil so he gets some power. And blame yourself. You know, when we say, the devil, the devil gets swagger. But when we say, leave alone the devil, I sin, forgive me, the devil gets ashamed because he's defeated. We give too much power to the devil here in Uganda. So I want to talk about how the devil uses the world. And it's important, Jesus mentioned Mark 8:15. He warned us about the yeast. Or like leaven. When you make bread, if you want the bread to grow, there's something you put in it called yeast. And you just put a pinch. It's like salt. You know how if you just put a little salt, the flavor tastes better. This leaven or yeast, you only need a little, and the bread in the oven goes. But Jesus was speaking, be careful of that little mixture of the Pharisees or Herod. Herod. King Herod.
Oh, Baba Herod.
Those things mixed that those were worldly things. You know, the spirit of religion can stop the Holy Spirit moving.
Yes.
I remember when Pastor Monyosi from Mbale. Where he was asked, he came with me to the UK. He was invited to speak in the church. And they told him, we want you to introduce yourself and tell us a little about your life and what God is doing in the ministry. And then you share the word of God. And you cannot go 1 minute over 15 minutes. And Pastor Monyosi, a true Ugandan, he said, it will take me 15 minutes just to tell you who I am. And then he said, what happens if the Holy Spirit turns up? And I need to go longer. And the person told him, don't worry, the Holy Spirit won't turn up. We keep time in this church. We don't have time for God to come in the service. We keep Mzungu time. Sometimes we can be so religious. I have seen someone with a demon. Someone has a demon. They're manifesting. The pastor is so serious, rebuking and warfaring. It worked. I watched the demon leave. But the pastor is not even looking at the person now. For 20 more minutes, the pastor is warfaring. The demon has already left the building, but the pastor is still throwing punches against that devil. Sometimes we can be too religious. In Exodus, Moses said to Pharaoh, now my friend is ready to help me. Milking shoes off, please. Pharaoh said, okay, everyone, you go to worship your God, but at least leave us the animals. And Moses says, we will not even leave you with a hoof of an animal. Why? Let me just use the little toe. Just the little toe. The smallest thing. Now you try to move. If that devil has just a piece, he can seriously affect your ministry. The devil doesn't care what it is. I don't care, just give me something.
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
True. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I see you.
Let's go to Luke 4. Luke 4, we're going to read from verse
5.
Luke 4, verse 5. Jesus is taken into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, not by the devil. And then the devil comes to tempt him. Verse 5. The devil takes him up on a high mountain, shows him all the kingdoms of the world in 1 minute. And the devil said to Jesus, all this authority I will give you, and the glory I will give you, for it has been given to me, and I give it to whoever I want to give it to. Verse 7. Therefore, if you will worship me, all of this will be yours. And Jesus says to him, get behind me, Satan. For it is written, I shall worship the Lord your God. Notice that Jesus does not say, you are a liar, it has not been given to you. Now we know the devil is a liar and the father of lies. But in this instance, the devil is not lying. God has given him this world for a season in time for God's purposes. Satan is not the owner of this world, because our God owns the universe, and Jesus is king of the universe. But when you look at the sky at night, Can you not see how many lights there are in the sky? There are many, not so. God has given the devil one. And for a season. Now, we don't need to fear this because Isaiah 66:1 says, somebody who's there, read it to me. Thus says the Lord, if you're there, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Do you know what a footstool is? This is a footstool. So God says, devil, I give you one out of the many, 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 many in the sky. One. For a time. And that place is my footstool. Because the devil is put under our what? I know women don't do this, but the Mazays, I know this because I'm a Mazay. After lunch, when I'm eaten and I want to rest, I bring my footstool and I rest on this. Yes, yes, you will. God is so powerful, he puts his feet on this well. And many times God says in scripture, I will give your enemies under your feet as footstools. So, but the things of this world. There's a saying in the West. One day, the things you own can own you. One day, the things in this world that you want to own they can own you. What does it profit a man to get the whole world and to what? Lose his own soul. You heard Satan is very happy giving blessings if it takes you away from God. So let's go to the parable of the sower. Actually, let's... Very good. Now, I need someone who can draw. Me, I can't draw. I can't write. So I need a circle. You have a good, who can make a good circle? Black one, but who can sincerely? Me, I write like a doctor. You know when you go to the doctor and you see what the doctor writes and you can't understand what the doctor has said. When I go to see the doctor, he writes, I can't understand what the doctor is saying. So I want a circle which is in the middle about this bit, about that size. Can you reach? Uh-huh. Good. That already better than me. Uh-huh. Well done. Better than me. Now I want you to do another one through the middle, like here. And then one correct, the other side. Uh-huh.
us are coming through the middle. Good.
Good.
Then on the other side, but see if you can make the lines meet. That's good. Better than me still. Well done. Thank you, please. Good job.
Good job.
The circle in the middle.
And the circle in the akari
is the world.
And the shoshibala.
God made the world and he was happy with everything in it.
Wele ahora shibala ate wash sayuhi na mo na wash modele.
Apart from one thing.
Ari ahari shinu shitora shonyene.
He said it's not good for what?
Ari shinu shitora shonyene shesa aramari ishiri shira yung sani humenya yenyene ta.
God made that, it was good. He made that, it was good.
Ahora abri shinu garamari shinu na ahorele shirai.
Everything God makes is good. But then he looked at us men and said, you men, you can't even put your clothes on the right way around. I better bring a woman to help you organize yourself. Men are the head. But if women were not there, we wouldn't even know where our head is. Women say amen.
Amen.
Women say amen.
Amen.
Okay, we have the world. But crossing in the world, you have both kingdom.
And
kingdom.
You
could call it the dark kingdom of darkness or kingdom of Satani, whatever. And they both cross in this world. I have met some people, they tell me this world is like heaven. They have never been to Africa and seen the struggles of
Africa.
Not so. Life is not heaven in Africa. Life is tough. And some people have told me this world is hell. This world is not hell because God made this world and he said it is good. But we have both happening in this world. Heaven and hell. The devil's job is to bring hell on earth. Our job is to bring heaven on earth as it is in heaven. But there is a fight going on in the middle in this world. Now the devil will use the culture of this world to push his kingdom. Now many of our African pastors, you are there ready to beat Satan so seriously, not knowing that the love of money is beating you for him. You know, the devil is sneaky. He won't come. If you are born again with the Spirit of God, full of the power of God, he won't come and say, you know, like... thieves at night when they come to your house. Do they come to the front door and say, hello? I am here to steal something from you. Do they do that?
No.
Why not? Are you not going to pick a panga or something and be ready? How the thieves come when they come at night? They try to find a way. Somewhere we. I can find my way inside.
And for you, you are there seriously.
But the devil said, ah, this one's eyes, who is like looking at women? I will use the eyes.
Yeah, we see them in church. Yesu, babalunji, yesu, babalunji. Even as they're leaving church, Makami Yabizi way, Makami Yabizi way.
Oh.
Devil knows I can get drive those eyes to bring something.
Satani, amanyari nyana ran satsimoni tet.
Devil knows, says, aha, this one has an angle problem.
Satani alorere rawalomari.
Let me bring someone who is annoying to you and bump you a little. Of course, the anger comes out. Devil moves around like a prowling lion looking for something. And many times he will use the things of this world to tempt us. For us in Africa, we are always ready for witchcraft and fighting. Not knowing he uses simple things of the world to hook us. For leaders, pride is a big one. You are someone. You show them. Don't let people talk to you like that. You tell them to shut up and listen to you. Show them you are a big person. Pride comes. Who are you to talk to me? Eh, but pastor, can't anyone talk to you? I'm a pastor. I don't need to say sorry. That's right. And of course, pastor's not enough. I need to be bishopy apostolic prophet. And when you introduce me, you give the full title. One time I went to Kampala to follow up a revivalist who wrote a book in Uganda. God used that man in the 1980s for real revival. Miracles, signs, wonders. I got the book, I heard the testimony, I went to find that man. I wanted him to pray for me. When I left his office, I never took a prayer. The man did not want to talk about revival. The man did not want to talk about God. All he wanted to talk about, he had 10 degrees from universities. 10. This one was from America. This one was from Germany. They call me professor. Just talking about how smart he is. Didn't want to talk about God. Didn't want to talk about the testimonies of God's goodness. The man was too proud because he had 10 degrees. Pride.
Kamalala.
And guess what scripture says? God is against who? The proud. And God lifts up who? The humble. Pride is a big one. I will build my cathedral. And then I will drive my Pajero. And people will respect me. Are you sure?
Arikweli kweli. Ukakasa. Ukakasa.
This world that crucified Christ didn't respect Christ, crucified him. And that's the world you want to respect you. Even if the whole world forsake me, God will not forsake me. Even if the whole world is against me, God is on my side. Pride is a big one. Luke 4, the parable of the sower, it reads. Now, you all know the story, so I want to go to the explanation of the parable. Sorry, Mark 4, not Luke. Let's look at the one in Mark 4. Mark chapter 4. Beginning verse 13. Mark 4:13. Jesus says, okay, do you not understand the parable? Verse 14, the sower sows the word. And the ones by the wayside. When you get saved, you are on the way. If you never knew, those first Christians were, they used to call it the way. The wayside is they're not on the way to heaven, they're just on the side of the way. Jesus says, those on the side of the way, when the word of God is sown, they hear it. But then Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was put in their hearts. Please notice that Satani is first. He is not the strongest in the parable here. He is the least powerful. Verse 16. Then you have the ones who are on stony ground. Those who do farmers here, you know you can't put seeds into ground with stones. When they hear the word, they receive it with gladness. But they have no roots. A healthy tree must have roots. So they only take it for a small time. But then trouble comes. Or persecution. And then they stumble, they lose the word. Verse 18. Then you have the one sown amongst thorns. These are the ones who hear the word. Key verse, verse 19. And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. In Uganda, you say not everything that shines is. Many Africans want to be like the whites. But the Africans have God and the whites don't have God. Why do you want to be like the whites with no God? In the UK now, a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man. That's what happens when you don't have God. And some people will say, today I'm a man, tomorrow I'm a woman. The next day I am a man and a woman at the same time. And tomorrow I'm not a man, I'm not a woman, I'm not anything. Mulalu. You know Butabika? Butabika in Kampala. That's what happens when God, you don't know God. The fastest growing church in the city of London is a black African Pentecostal church. Fastest growing church in London is the African church. Pentecostal. Because Africans know their God. And Daniel tells us the people that know their God will be strong and they will do mighty exploits in Jesus' name. Many years ago, the white man brought the Bible to Africa. And it was prophesied for a long time. The day will come when the Africans will bring the word back to the Muzungu. The Africans will bring the word back to the Bazungu. That day is here now. Africans are bringing the word of God to the West. So please don't look at the whites as being the answer. Jesus is the answer. But it tells us here, verse 19, the things of this world and the lies of riches and the desires for other things come in and choke the word. So this one that loves things of the world as she's for the gospel, we start growing and choking this person. This is the way. Jesus tells us to walk in the way. Because Jesus is the way. But some of us, instead of walking straight, we have got our arms in the world. And the things of the world grab me. Can I move? The things of the world will choke. It then says the next one, but the next one get a hundredfold blessing. Please notice, what is the thing stopping the 100-fold blessing? It is not Satani. Satani is limited. But he will use the things of the world to stop your ministry. The Bible tells us that you cannot serve two masters. Now you will say, of course not. But some of us are serving two masters. We say we love God, but we love money enough to sin over money. We say we love God who tells us to be humble, But we are very proud, which is against God's will and God's kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes,
Numbers 22-24. Don't turn there. You find the greatest sorcerer in the Old Testament. His name is Balaam. And the ungodly king who loves witchcraft calls this man to curse the children of God. And the Spirit of God comes on this sorcerer. And God tells him, you curse those people, you die. And all he does is blesses the children of God. He speaks blessings over the children of God. Now, God has just used an evil man to speak real blessings of God. Numbers 23, it is there.
Numbers 23, 24.
But let's go to Numbers 25, 1 to 3.
Numbers 25, 1 to 3.
So imagine this, God comes in to speak blessings on his children. Does a real miracle. And immediately, chapter 25, verse
1,
it reads, now Israel remained in Acacia, and the people began to commit harlotry, sexual immorality. Verse 2, they invited God's people to the sacrifice of their gods. And God's people ate and bowed down to other gods. How is that possible? God does a big miracle in blessing them. And immediately, they're doing witchcraft and sexual immorality. How is that possible? It says in Numbers 31:16 that this prophet could not curse God's children. The devil is limited in cursing the children of God. But because the devil is cunning, how did he get them to do witchcraft and sexually sin? Tells us in Numbers 31:16. Balaam couldn't touch God's children. So he gave counsel to the evil king. This is what you do to get them sin in the world. We cannot curse them, but they can curse themselves. Because when you sin, Deuteronomy 28, God says, choose. God tells us, you choose. Blessings come with what? Obedience. Curses come with what? Disobedience. And God tells us, you choose. If you want blessings, obedience. If you want curses, disobedience. So the most powerful witch doctor in the Old Testament could not curse the children of God. He didn't have authority. But what he could do is get them to sin. And then they curse themselves. Tells us in Revelation 2:14. In the letters to the churches. It tells us, where are you? I don't think I... Yes, Revelation 2:13. It says that that witch doctor was a stumbling block. He tempted them with sexual immorality and idolatry. The moment you think your bishop is bigger than Jesus, that's idolatry. The moment you think that the Mzungu is bigger than yourselves, that's idolatry. The moment you think money is the answer to your problem more than Jesus, money is idolatry. Anything we lift up above God, it can become idol. So the devil loves to give us idols. So let me give you some examples. So these are examples in the Bible. Let me give you some examples in your culture. Local examples. Who are the Gisu here? Me, I can even tempt if I start going. I used to have an office in Republic Street. And we would watch Kadodi come in. And we would see some people from church. Are you really saved? We have some things of the culture. A big one here in Uganda is dowry. Bride price. Our children never chose to be born. We chose to have children. And then we bring them up in the eyes of God. But when it gets to our time, me, I want my cows. I want the kanzus. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. Most of the people in your church, can they pay that dowry? Can your church people pay dowry?
Some of them are still paying dowry.
Most of the people I know in Uganda have not been wedded in church with a blessing because there is a case with the dowry. God wants us married in church with a blessing. And the culture of dowry is putting ropes on many of our children. We complain about it. But when it's the turn of our children, I want my cows. Does anyone know Pastor Ben Otim? He started Crisco. From Dokola.
Yes. Pastor Otim had three daughters.
Pastor Otim aba ne ba ha na bachar.
He never took one single cow for any of those daughters.
Ah, sabaho adega fundo era ba na bachar.
And the rest of the clan were on his neck. And he told them, "That's my daughter. I have authority over my daughter." And instead of me taking money from you, I am returning it as a blessing into your marriage as a seed sown. Even if you pay the dowry, most of you have to borrow money to buy the things of dowry. So they start the marriage in debt.
Is it
a blessing when you are in debt? You start the marriage with a curse and stress. Pressure. And of course the in-laws. Where's the dowry? We are taking our girl back to the village. Is that of God? It begins with us. We need to start not taking dowry for our children as a witness. When I first came, the original weddings, the Balokali were not really influencing. But now the church is going wrong. The church started coming in the wedding, that's good. But now I see poor people in Uganda, and their own church members. You need vehicles to drive you. Fleet of vehicles. And we need expensive hotel. And you need two changes of outfit. And the whole wedding party. The men, the women changes of clothes. And the cake must be this big. And we want many tents. Am I lying?
No.
Can our people afford that? And yet our own churches are not telling them God blesses the humble. So people look at that big thing and say, "I can't afford it. Let's just live in sin." Because we don't have the money to pay for all of that. That is not of God. We need to look at some of these things and ourselves make a change. Politics. In my country, UK, we don't like politics. In America, they love politics. Ugandans, you are like Americans. And Kenyans as well. They can just come in the church. I am going to stand. Hey, yeah, you come. You preach. And give an offering. Yeah, thank you. You preach. And everyone knows this is a wrong man. And everyone knows this person has never done something to help you. But because they decide to say, "I am standing," am I lying? Should we be letting politics being preached from the front of church? I'm not saying we don't allow them to greet the members.
But we don't allow them to preach longer than the pastor. That is the culture of the world. Politics is okay. And we need Christians in politics. But when Jesus was here, was he in politics? Or was Jesus just doing the will of the Father? Building the kingdom of God. Some of us want to be in politics, it's okay, but only if God tells you to be in politics. No, someone has to stand. Someone has to say something. Did God tell you to do it? Otherwise, sit down, shut up. The world is full of big talkers. Most of the best people I know in the kingdom of God don't talk, they do. Actions speak louder than words. We have had two communities here in Umbali, Jenga. Does anyone know Moni? Okay, Moni, do they not like witchcraft? And it's Islam. Hardcore Islam and witchcraft. Same as Bufumbo. Both those communities, the Muslim population. We went in and we loved the Muslims by helping them with services. Blessing, 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 blessing. Muslims don't get saved when you beat them. Muslims get saved when you love them. And at one point, then we went to who I work with. We went to put churches in those places. And the Muslim leaders stood up and went, let's stop those Christians putting churches here. And the Muslim community rose up and they beat those Muslim leaders for the Christians. The Muslims allowed the Christians to put the church because we love them. And many are getting saved. And the Muslims are defending the church. But some of us want to be politicians and make noise instead of doing the kingdom of God. I don't know about the other countries. I'm going to close. But I know in Uganda, if a woman loses a husband, there are even people from the church who can do a purification process. To please the spirits. They do that. Hey, let's do this local thing to bless this situation. But it's not of the Bible. It's a local culture. Some of these local things we need to stop. So as I close, Matthew 6:33 says, First seek the kingdom of God. First seek the kingdom of God. Not the kingdom of this world. Not the culture of this world. Not the Bugisu culture, not the Acholi culture, not the Karamojong culture. The kingdom of God culture. First, seek the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, as you sow, what? As you sow, so shall you reap. Because it says, first seek the kingdom of God, and the things in the kingdom will follow you. Some of us are chasing money. You don't know. If you chase Jesus, money chases you. You chase money, God doesn't chase you. Satani chases you. Too many of the born again churches are going to Jesus saying, give me what's in your hands. Twala, twala. Give me. In your house, you come home from work, and your child says to you, your child says, Mommy, give me soda, school fees, give me clothes, chicken, give me. Do you just pull those things out? How do you handle that child? Not so. Why do we think that running to God and just telling him, I need. If I get all of God, God himself, and the kingdom, do I not get the head of God, the wisdom? Do I not get the presence of God? Do I not get the heart of God? Do I not get the power of God? Do I not get the pockets of God? I get the whole package when I go for the whole of God. So why are we just saying, give me the hands? Will God not give us some chiboko? When you come home and your baby child runs up to you, you, I can't do it to you, your husband will beat me, let me bore you. You come home from work and your child, who you love, me, I used to do this the moment, say, he just runs up and holds your leg. He doesn't ask you for anything. He's just like, Daddy. How do you feel? In fact, you don't feel like, that's my boy. Me, I used to sit on my Mercedes foot. And he had to walk around the house. Because I would just grab my daddy. And my daddy would give me anything because he would be like, what do you want? He would ask me, what do you want? I never had to say, I want. He would be like, you are my son. What do you want to do? You want to play football? You want to soda? You want to chicken? It's because I got the whole package. Seek first the kingdom of God. Not the kingdom of the world. Not the kingdom of the bazungu. Not the kingdom of politics. Seek the kingdom of God, and everything in the kingdom of God comes to you. God bless you. God bless you. Let me add this. No, myself
isese
and others
ni babandi
heart and soul
kumoyo bose bose
we believe a revival is coming to Uganda
ufukire sahore uko isiwa bshaka ku Uganda
beginning in the east
atemu tani hira to east
and crossing on the Kenya side.
Kenya.
And the prophecy is it will begin in the east but it will go north. Karamoja, Ateso, Acholi, Langi, South Sudan, Sudan, Egypt. It will follow the River Nile. We believe it is coming soon. There are big things happening in the world and even Uganda. But God is looking at his leaders saying, who can I trust? I want to use people powerfully for revival. But if we are too busy chasing money, chasing politics, chasing women, God will say, I love you, but I cannot use you. I love you, but I cannot use you. We are in a time of preparation. Get our houses in order. Get our marriage in order. Get our church leadership in order. Get ourselves in order. Handle some of these things that the devil has. Because when the Spirit of God comes and moves, if Satani has a move, you are not going to be able to move. So please, do business with God.
Business
in get your house in order with God. I beg you. I beg you. I want every one of us to be signs, wonders, miracles. Some of us will be in Egypt preaching the gospel. Some of you will be in America preaching the gospel. The whites will come to Africa to have the gospel you have. And God is looking for people who are ready.
Amen.
I pray is all of us, God bless you.
Yeah.